Where did you get your passion for the Buckeyes?
Probably from, I've had it ever since I can remember, but my grandfather was a graduate in 1932 from The Ohio State University in agriculture, and growing up on the farm, he would never see it any other way than to listen to the Buckeyes on the radio on Saturday afternoons, and that's kind of like where I think it all began and started. I remember listening to the Buckeyes in the late 60s, because I'm old school, Rex. In fact, I'm turning 60 on January 8th, which is also the same day Elvis Presley was born.
Oh, okay. You're an Elvis fan then?
Yeah, I like some of his music, but I don't have his moves like Elvis has, though. I mean, thinking that don't move too swift.
Tell me your most memorable game and why that you've been at.
Well, I tell you, last week is a tough one to top. That was one of the top five greatest games I've probably seen as a Buckeye. However, this all goes back to the first game that I painted up in 2002. We took the paint out to Tempe, Arizona to watch the Buckeyes play Miami Hurricanes in the championship game, and they happened to show me during the game on the in the overtime session, and they had it on the championship DVD, and that was probably the greatest game I've ever witnessed, because the Buckeyes, as you know, was a huge underdog that game, and Miami had a long win streak going, and so you know the odds were stacked against Ohio State. The Buckeyes started out down 7-0 early, and they fought their way back and won it in double overtime. It was to me, the greatest game I believe I've ever witnessed to this day. A lot of passion, a lot of great moments in that game. And like I said, that was the first game that the Big Net was painted up. My first game was in 76, and my grandfather took me to that game down in Columbus at the Shoe. Unfortunately, we lost that day 22-0 to that team up north. But I understood what the passion of the game was all about then.
You remember them all then, sounds like. So.
We've been to quite a few.
Do you go to all the away games?
We do, if the good Lord's willing. We like to travel. You see a lot of neat members in the Buckeye Nation, other Buckeye fans out there from all over the United States. And it's very awesome to meet different Buckeye fans and talk to them and hear their story.
Yeah. What's the best away stadium you've been to?
The best?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be honest with you. When I walked into, you got to remember, I'm old school, as I said. So back in the day, all the Buckeyes ever could play for was the chance to go to Pasadena or the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
So the first time I walked into the Rose Bowl out in Pasadena, I actually shed a few tears knowing all the legends of all the greats playing there all them years as a kid growing up watching the Rose Bowl on TV. And to finally make it out there to the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, it was just a very emotional experience for me.
Oh, yeah. It was sad to see it set empty New Year's.
That is true.
All right. You have the Big Nut Scholarship Fund. How did that get started?
Well, you know, we, as Woody Hayes always said about pay it forward, back in the day, we would take Buckeye necklaces, which we still do today. We'd take them to our tailgate parties, friends of ours have. We would take them and give them away, a Buckeye necklace, to somebody. And they would always want us to give us money or pay us, and we wouldn't do it. And it was our gift to give to somebody else just to put a smile on their face. And so what we did was we take anywhere from 75 to 100 Buckeye necklaces per game, and we'll give them away. And we still do that today. That will never change on game day. Mm-hmm. And then, so, you know, as time went on, people wanted to have us make an appearance, which we did a few times, and they would give us a donation. Well, we didn't know what to do with it because we didn't think it was right for us to put it in our pocket. So we wanted to do something positive with it. So what we did was we put it into an account at the bank. And then as time went on, we were thinking of ideas of maybe, donating it to cancer research or to Alzheimer's or diabetes. Well, then a good friend of mine said, well, why don't you start a scholarship program? I said, that's a great idea. So we got a hold of the local attorney in Fremont, where we live. His name was Jim Ellis. And he drew up a 501c3, and it took over a year. And finally, in 2011, we became a 501c3. And in 2012 was our first year we give out scholarships. And to date, since then, we are now in, we've grown into 9 high schools in Northwest Ohio. And we give out 11 scholarships for a total of $5,500, because each scholarship is worth $500. Mm-hmm. We are in 7 schools in Sandusky County, where we live. We also give to Oak Harbor High School, which is in Ottawa County, because that is my alma mater. And then also we are in conjunction with the Elks organization in Upper Sandusky, Ohio, and we give out 3 scholarships down there. So we give out, like I say, we're 9 high schools, 11 scholarships for $5,500. Mm-hmm. It is our way of paying forward.
That is awesome. And I think I understand you have pickles now, your own pickles?
Yeah, well, it's a way to raise more money for the kids.
Yeah.
And so we just, we're something that we're just kind of like new and getting our feet wet. But, the crazy thing is I think we went through 10 cases of pickles in 2 days at the local stores. And now we've got another order coming, and they're from the Amish country. They're great pickles.
Oh, wow.
if you've ever had, if you've never had lime pickles, you should try them.
Okay.
We got Buckeye lime pickles. As a kid, you remember having a sweet tart?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They're sweet, but they got a tart to them, and they're really good. And we also have the bread and butter pickles.
Nice.
So we're branching out. We do farmers markets here in Fremont in the summertime, and we have T-shirts and can koozies and calendars and stuff like that. And all that 100% goes to the scholarship program to help raise money for the kids. And between fundraisers and appearances, this is how we raise money to support these kids that are very deserving of scholarships. And the crazy thing is we've started an endowment at the Ohio State University. We donated $51,000, and since then we've given them another $25,000 more. And also here in the county, we just donated $51,000 to the Sandusky County Communities Foundation. So, and to date, we've given out 65 scholarships for $32,500. So to date, we've given out close to $159,000 in donations.
Wow, that is awesome. You are a great ambassador for the Ohio State Buckeyes. We're talking to the Big Nut. I don't want to ask how much you paid for your tickets for the game. But
Well, they're not cheap, let's put it that way.
I thought you would say that. I hope they're good seats.
Big Nut is old school, and he don't want to walk up any more steps than he has to. So the closer to the field I sit, the happier I am, because it's less stress as far as walking to the top. I remember back in the day when as a kid, I would go up the C deck at the horseshoe, and I'm telling you what, it seemed like it took me forever to get up there.
You're above the blimp, I think, up there.
I think you're right, Rex.
All right, John Peters, the Big Nut. And we say go Bucks. What do you say?
God bless.